Roy Ulrich joins us, technical agronomist for DeKalb Asgro, covering Northeast Indiana. Roy, good to have you on with us and reviewing a little bit of how DeKalb corn products performed during 2025 overall. Take us through the season, ending with harvest, and what the yields looked like in your area.
Yeah, Andy, thanks for having me on here this morning. So it's been a pretty good year for DeKalb across Northeast Indiana. Like many years, you know, there's a lot of variability across the territory. You know, and it really kind of goes with the growing season we had. We had some pretty favorable rainfall throughout the end of the growing season, which really, you know, elevated yields. And then unfortunately we had some areas that got really pretty short for, you know, end of July through the month of August and September. So a lot of variability across there. I would say overall, you know, performance has been fairly strong given what the growing season gave us and what Mother Nature laid out for us. But yeah, probably a little bit of variability across the area. So can change pretty quickly across the county or across the township, just kind of depending on how the growing season went.
You know, we talked a lot about disease in 2025. Did it materialize to the extent that you in your part of the state expected? And if so, what kind of yield impact might that have made?
It's been pretty interesting. I would say comparing 25 to 24, you know, especially tar spot being the big disease that has come in over the last couple of years, generally was lower than 24 overall. Now there are still some hot spots in some areas where we definitely had higher tar spot pressure, but overall I would say generally it was less than we had in 24. The yield impact, as we started to get some of our plot data in and get some of our data in on some of our fungicide trials, generally has been pretty positive. Again, I would say overall probably less of a response than we saw in 24, but still some pretty impressive numbers coming out. So even though it was a big buzz, I think that you know, the dryness of the end of the season probably limited a little bit of how much diseases hurt some of our corn yields, just because it kind of limited how fast that disease could get going. So again, a lot of keep saying variability, but a lot of variability across the region, across the geography, as far as how big of an impact it had on the crop, and then how big of a response stuff had from, you know, treating with fungicide versus not.
You know, year in and year out, it seems that these hybrids are really built to deal with the variable weather that is thrown at us, and I'm sure 2025 was no different. So talk about DeKalb products and how they withstood 2025, and also some new ones that will be introduced next year.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it seems like most agronomists are the eternal pessimist, right? I tell everybody we can probably find something bad about a growing season no matter what happens, right? I've never seen a perfect one yet. I don't know we're ever going to get a perfect one. So, you know, as we were going through the growing season, I was really, you know, kind of pessimistic on what we were going to get when we came to harvest, especially when we think about July and August and what our nighttime temperatures were. Couple that with extremely high daytime temperatures, lack of rainfall. So I was pretty impressed with how our products performed really across the board, even in some of those pretty tough areas. You know, we had some field averages coming out that were pretty impressive. In a lot of cases, shocked me as what guys were able to pull out of the field when it came to harvest, just knowing what that crop went through. I think it really, you know, goes to show the resilience of a lot of our corn products in the DeKalb portfolio today, how much they can tolerate stress, whether it's from a heat standpoint or from a moisture standpoint. You know, some of our tried and true products like DeKalb 6606, 6835, you know, DeKalb, a new product for us, be the first year in growers fields this year, DeKalb 11212 performed extremely well across my footprint. And then, you know, a little bit of an earlier product for me in my southern geography, being DeKalb 5626, is another product that has shown over several years just continue to perform in, you know, in the face of adversity across the geography. So a lot of really good performance there. We've got some new exciting products coming out that I think are really going to help add to our portfolio. DeKalb 115-55 is a product that is really probably built for stress, especially when we think about elevation change, lack of water, and really awesome disease tolerance. Is a product that I think is going to add to our portfolio, kind of help across some of those acres that we tend to struggle a little bit on, especially from a moisture standpoint, that I'm excited about. And then we've got an earlier season product, DeKalb 107-69, that I fell in love with it early on. You know, it's uniformity out of the ground, it's speed out of the ground, and then it followed through all the way to harvest with really uniform ear set, a product I think is going to probably find a home for us long term across a vast chunk of northern Indiana.
Speaking of the portfolio, Bayer Crop Science has an innovative new product pipeline. Talk about some of the enhanced benefits that farmers can look for in the future.
Yeah, I think when you look at Bayer Crop Science and our pipeline, right, we're always striving to improve not only on yield but across, you know, a lot of our secondary agronomic characteristics that you know, in the end add to yield, right? So we're seeing products that are bringing better disease tolerance to all our diseases. When I talked about DeKalb 115-55 is a product that is tremendous on foliar diseases. So we're continuing to innovate in that space, just getting better, bringing better agronomics along with better yield that we're always pushing for higher yields, better yields across our portfolio. But then from, you know, a true innovation, our short corn products in our Preceon portfolio have continued to come along. I've got a lot of excitement for our 60 series class, which has been the first year that agronomists got to see these products in our plots this year. And a lot of that 60 series class brings a lot of yield potential, brings a lot of enhanced benefits from a secondary agronomic standpoint as well. I think we're really starting to bring that portfolio around to here in just like a few years, being really confident to say that we'll be able to put a Preceon portfolio together across the farm that stacks up really well with our DeKalb tall corn today.
All right. Some good information there from Roy Ulrich, technical agronomist for DeKalb Asgro in Northeast Indiana. Roy, we appreciate the time today.
Thank you very much.